Getting It Done
with Rosie on the house. Good morning, Arizona. We're here every Saturday morning. We come together as a team. My name's Rosie. My son here, Romy. My wife, sweet Jennifer, across the room across the glass there with Mike Reish, our engineer, all coming together every Saturday morning for 29 years to do one thing: become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home and you've got questions about proposals that you're receiving to get work done and you want to cover that with somebody, give us a call. We'd be happy to cover any proposals you've got. If you've got a job or a project you're trying to tackle yourself, give us a ring. Let's see if we can help you out with that. Romy, I got an email just at the end of business yesterday from Frank. Okay. Now, Frank is a guy that lives kind of up on the 101 in Cave Creek area. And he called me about a year ago and said, I'd like an estimate to put a bedroom above my garage. So you pull up at his house in a cul-de-sac, and he's got the garage that you would drive into with a flat roof on it that goes back, and then the house starts at the back end of that. Well, he wants to come out above that flat part of the garage and put a room addition on. So we gave him an estimate for that last year, and he kind of choked on it. And sent me pictures.
How many estimates do you give where somebody doesn't say, wow, that's half of what I thought it was going to cost?
Not very many. But Frank sent me an email yesterday, pictures of the house, and all the demo work is done. Mm. And now he wants to know the nailing pattern for the 2x4s and the shear panel and how to hang.
He's taking it on.
And how to hang
go,
the ledges.
Go, Frank, go. All right. Okay.
All right, Frank. I this may be more of a project that I can help you with, you know, over the telephone or over the radio. We may have to do a job site visit here and do a little bit of coaching. But if you've got a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we show up every Saturday morning to do this radio show and answer your questions. All you do is dial the toll-free number. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick up the call, get your name, where you're calling from, and what the question is. Like right now, we've got Jake calling from Goodyear with a paint question. We're going to get to Jake here in just a minute. And we'll get to you as well, but you'll have to call to get in queue. 1-888-767-4348. The easy way to remember that is 1-888-MY-NAME, 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4-U, because that's what we are. We are here for you. Before we get to Jake, Romy, can I have just a couple minutes and do like a help wanted ad? Romy, do you know anybody in our network that isn't hiring right now? Mm. Nobody. If you're driving around and you're a tradesperson and you listen to the show so that you can, you know, call me Monday and tell me what I got wrong on the question and answer period of the show, you're driving around in the air conditioning truck, the electrical truck, the plumbing truck, whatever it is, roofing truck, and maybe you're not as happy where you are working as you'd like to be. Maybe you have a job, but you don't have a career. I can't encourage you enough. When you get home, log on to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And if you're a roofer or you're an air conditioning tradesman or you're an electrician or a plumber or anything.
Someone just graduated high school.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Okay.
I want them to call me.
Hey, you know what? I have a caller online, too, who wants to know. She heard you talking about this last week.
Yes.
And wants to know how to help her nephew. How to direct him in this. You want to pick her up online too?
Okay.
See if you can.
Okay, sure. Pick her up. Let's talk to her.
What's your name, ma'am?
Susan.
Okay, and your nephew's name?
Pardon?
And your nephew's name?
Oh, Michael.
Okay.
All right. How old's Michael?
He is 20.
Okay. So,
he just decided that college isn't for him and he wants to become a welder. And I told him what I heard you say, and I thought, wow, welding sounds like one of the least lucrative things you could do based on what Rosie was saying, but I didn't want to tell him that because I really don't know, and I wondered what advice you would give to him, because I really think he would be a perfect person for the kind of training that you're describing.
Well, is he here in town?
He actually Des Moines, Iowa, but I think he'd be willing to relocate. I also urged him to look into apprenticeship programs in Iowa,
yeah,
if that's what he wants to do.
And I'll tell you what, Susan, if you want to email me at rosiellenouse.com, his contact information, depending on where he is in Iowa, I know lots of great contractors in Iowa. And I tell you what, I've just finished touring the country. I was Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago, New Orleans, Oakland, Austin, Boulder, Denver. There isn't any place, Washington, D.C., there isn't any place I've been that isn't in desperate need for talent. And they'll train, and they'll do the internship. They'll get them set up in the tools. They'll teach them the trade. And welding can be a very lucrative occupation. In fact, if he has an adventuresome spirit and he really wants to do something trick, learn underwater welding, and he'll make a fortune.
Well, Rosie, I'm from that area, and the welders in Iowa, with all those windmills that go up out there, yeah. I mean, there are tons of these wind farms out there, and those guys make great money out there. I know a couple guys that are welders that make a great living.
They do. They do. And they get to work outside, and they get to work in all the view locations climbing up the windmills, right? That's the only place you get a view in Iowa, right?
Yeah, exactly. it's what a lot of guys did. You know, they went, you know, farming is a tough industry,
yeah.
And to supplement their income, they became welders, and a lot of guys became better welders than the guys in town, and they started working on the windmills.
Well, I can't tell you how desperate the trades are for good people, and it is a great career. If you're not cut out for college and you don't want to start your career tens of thousands of dollars in debt based on tuition, consider the trades. And I'll tell you, at Rosie on the House Remodeling right now, if you've got tools and you've got some basic carpentry skills and you want a career as a tradesman, give us a call. Give us a call during the week. If you can take small projects and get them done, we're in desperate need of a guy with tools or a gal with tools. We'd love to have a gal in the field with us. A guy or gal with tools that can handle small projects. We are, right now, I'm telling people that are looking for us to do small projects that we are months out. We just can't get to it. So y'all give us a ring, and you can ring the toll-free number.
And even if you're not convinced you want a career in the trades, you know, you can get on-the-job training and learn a skill set and pay your bills while you figure it out the next couple of years where you want to end up.
Absolutely. So
there's a big hiring demand right now, and the prices are good.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's go to Jim with the paint question, okay, and get him taken care of. And then when we come back, we'll have to do a little commercial break. And then I want to go to the interview that you guys did with the Briggs & Stratton people up in Las Vegas, okay? Sound like a winner? We got a full bank of calls here, but let's get to Jake first. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
How can I help you, man?
I'm just trying to get educated. I'm just getting ready to have the house painted. But,
okay.
The flashing, when they repair on stucco, is there any way to prevent the flashing?
To prevent? Now, there's the flashing, the color flashing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, where you made the repair.
Yeah, and the repair is like where the stucco cracked and somebody caulked the crack?
Correct.
Okay. Well, generally what we would do, Jake, to hide that a little bit is where I will encourage my painters is you walk up to the stucco wall and it's cracked. And you have to decide if it's the width of a pencil lead or the width of a pencil. If it's a pencil lead, then that's just a shrinkage crack. And all you'll do is go in there and take an air compressor and blow out all the loose granules of sand and broken off cement and stuff. Get it all nice and free of debris. Then you go in there and you caulk it with a elastomeric caulk. And then you take a handful of sand and you just spread it over that caulk joint. Take a damp sponge, damp it all in there, and it virtually disappears. At that point, then, when you're getting the paint put on, you do two coats, including back roll, and it's invisible. It's absolutely virtually invisible. So the sand on elastomeric caulk is a trick. They actually do make textured elastomeric caulk. Now, you'll have to get to a specialty paint store to get it. Any professional painter that you're getting a quote from ought to be able to have access and resource to that. And you can repair those and not have it flash. So there you go.
We appreciate the call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When we clear a line, that's your opportunity to get on the line if you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. This is the open line hour for you, the Arizona homeowner, to ask any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, including Andrew in Avondale wants to talk about remodeling. Kim in Heber wants to talk about refinishing. And, wow, what a great day to be in Heber right now. I almost just the name Heber, I can smell pine and forest. And we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. We do have, as Rosie mentioned, an interview we'll have with Briggs & Stratton. We teased a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour. You know Briggs & Stratton is the gas engine, small gas engine manufacturer. But everything we've talked to Briggs & Stratton about at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas this month was non-gas equipment. They've got some very cool products out on the market. We'll be talking about, we also knew from Franklin Sensors. You've heard us talking about them for a few years, and they've got a new product line that we'll be covering as well, all here at Rosie on the House.
I want to talk to y'all that are shopping windows right now.